This is Breakfast with Lish Fayer on ABC Radio Canberra.
This incident happened in Narooma. A teenager and a 39-year-old man were in a boat bobbing around fishing, and then it seems that a whale breached against the fishing boat. It's basically a whale highway where those mammals migrate. Joining me now is whale expert Dr. Vanessa Pirotta from Macquarie University. This story is quite shocking and unexpected for me to hear, but how normal is it?
This is a very serious incident. We're talking about an animal the size of a school bus and essentially weighing over 30,000 kilograms coming down on a very, very small boat and with people on it. So this is a very serious incident. Now, I must warn your listeners that whales don't intentionally do this. And unfortunately, if you get too close, you just never know what could happen. And I, too, myself have been on a boat where this has nearly happened. And it is one that you can't predict. And honestly, I can only, my thoughts go out to the people who are involved in this.
Yeah, just hearing the account of it just sounds terrifying, because I know there's so few whales in comparison to the amount of ocean.
Look, the whales know that the boat is there and they can hear it, but it doesn't necessarily disturb them, and it's hard to tell if which boat is disturbing them or if they're being disturbed by a boat at a particular time. So this is a bit tricky, but what we do say in Australia is in order to protect these animals, we must on the water, especially on the water, keep a particular distance. So from any whale, you need to at least stay 100 metres away. And if there was a whale with a calf, you need to stay 300 metres away. Now, having said that, you could be that distance and even further, and you would not be able to predict where a mammal might come up just like that. So it's a very tricky one to tell, but really, it's such a serious incident and one that is a really timely reminder that if you're out on the water, especially for many Canberrans going down south, you need to make sure that you keep your distance from whales.
And if you're on a whale watching boat, do they have technology that can detect where the whales are, or are they just watching for breaching just like everyone else?
Well, actually, I work on a whale watching boat, and you would think that there's like sonar or something like that, but actually no. It's literally you go out, you use your naked eye to spot. And if you see a whale, you see a whale. And of course that the boats, especially for the whale watching ecotourism industry, needs to adhere to those regulations, which particularly in New South Wales is regulated by the New South Wales National Parks and Wildlife Services.
Vanessa, we're also seeing this trend reported by local fishermen that there's seal selfies, not seals taking selfies, but people trying to get close to seals.
I would highly discourage this. Now, New Zealand fur seals, which is the most common animal down at Narooma, near Bermagui, also at Montagu Island, they are gorgeous creatures. They're very interactive, but they can be incredibly harmful to a person if provoked. So I would highly discourage anyone doing anything of that. In fact, this is the first time I've heard of the seal selfies. I must point out a bite can really, people have gone to hospital with bites, and the thing is that their mouth carries a lot of bacteria, so you could get really sick from a bite. So if you're ever going to see a lovely fur seal in the wild, my recommendation is to make sure you keep your distance. Now, there are swim operators that allow you to do this, but in terms of swimming with them, but the animals, when they're in the water with you, will definitely know how to keep their space from you, and they're very quick. And I must point out as well, on land, a fur seal could easily outrun you as a human. And if you have a dog and you're walking on a beach and you see a fur seal, it's really important to allow your animal to stay back from the fur seal, because, again, a bite could be very, very harmful to your precious little loved one.
On land, it could outrun us with its little flippers and its little tail.
Easily. Yeah, now they look really lazy, but they are very agile. And if provoked, my goodness me, they can give you a nasty bite.
This is Breakfast with Lish Fayer on ABC Radio Canberra.